Welcome back to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Micha Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Divrei Hayamim Bet. We are up to Perek Chof. Perek Chof is a long perek. It's 37 psukim long. It details one of the final incidents that the Ketuvim tells us in the life of Yehoshaphat. Remember, we are talking about Yehoshaphat, one of the kings of Yehuda. And here we are going to learn of a war when the enemy amasses on the eastern border. So Parachav Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi Acharei Kain, Ba'u B'nei Moav U'B'nei Amon, V'imahem Meha Amonim Al Yehoshaphat LaMilchama. So what happened was, it was in this time that the Moavites and the Ammonites, and with them another nation, other Ammonites, and Rabbi Dean Steintel says a different nation of this name that dwelled in areas near the kingdom of Ammon. So they amassed upon Yehoshaphat for war, and they came together from the east for battle. Why? So the messengers come and they tell King Yehoshaphat, saying, Ba'alecha hamon rav me'ever layam me'aram. So we know that they're coming from the other side of the Yarden River, since Eretz Yisrael is situated between the Yarden and the Mediterranean. They can't be coming from the other side of the Mediterranean. They're coming from the eastern side of the Jordan River, and they are b'chatzotzon tamar. So the enemy is up to chatzotzon tamar, and the pasuk says, he ain't Gedi. This is Ein Gedi. Now I'm sure many of us have been Zocha, of course, to visit Ein Gedi, to hike in Ein Gedi, to enjoy the scenery of beautiful Eretz Yisrael. The enemy is in Chatzotzon Tamar, which is also Ein Gedi. Interestingly, we have been speaking so much about names in our study of Divrei Hayamim here. Tamar, one of the names of Ein Gedi is Chatzotzon Tamar. If you remember from one of your more recent trips to Ein Gedi, there are many date groves and a lot of palm trees growing all around Ein Gedi. It's almost like there are date farms, if you will, and so many palm trees. And we know that Tamar, when the Pasuk tells us that one of the Shivat HaMinim is Devash, Perachas Pasuchas of Sefer Devarim, Eretz Chito Usura VeGefen Utein Evrimon, Eretz Zeichemen UDevash. So Chazal tells, and Rashi quotes it, it's Devash Timarim. We're talking about honey from dates like Sidan. Today they call it Sidan. You could use it for cooking, you could use it for baking, you could use it in salad dressings. So Ein Gedi is called Chatzotzon Tamar, perhaps because it was a city that, or an area, I should say, a wadi that is full of timarim, date trees. So anyway, the enemy is gathering on this border. Vayira vayitin Yehoshaphat as panav lidrosh l'Hashem. So as is his way, Yehoshaphat was afraid. So what does he do? He is a good king. He went to seek Hashem. Vayikra tzom al kol Yehuda, and he declares a fast day over the entire Malchus Yehuda. He realizes they're in trouble. Ein lanu amil hisha'ein ela alavinu shebashamayim. So he calls a fast day. Vayikav tzu Yehuda levakesh me'Hashem, and all of Judah gathered to seek out from God. From all the cities of Yehuda they came. Excuse me. To seek out Hashem, and Yehoshaphat stood amongst the assembly of Yehuda and Yerushalayim by the Beis HaMikdash before the new courtyard. And Rabbi Adin Steindot says, why does it say he was standing before the new courtyard? So Rabbi Steindot says this was one of the new courtyards inaugurated after the reign of King Shlomo. And now Yehoshaphat davens, and he says, Hashem Elokei Avoseinu, Hashem, the God of our fathers, are you not the God of the heavens? Are you not the ruler of all the kingdoms of the nations of the world? In your hand is great strength and mighty power, and there is nothing holding you back. There is no one who can withstand you, Hashem. You are Hashem, who rashed us, Yoshvei Aretz Hazos. You drove out the inhabitants of the land before your nation, Israel, and you gave this land to the seed of Avram. Wow, so he's beseeching the Ribbono Shel. So we see that Yehoshaphat really understands that success and prowess and salvation depends on the Ribbono Shel. And our forefathers dwelled in this land, and they built for you this mikdash for your name. And didn't King Shlomo say, now Yehoshaphat recalls the tefillah of King Shlomo, who was his great-great-grandfather. If you recall, when we learned the tefillah that Shlomo gives, Shlomo says, Yehoshaphat continues, Im tavo eleinu ra'a cherev shefo v'dever v'ra'av na'amda lefnei habayis hazeh u'lefanecha kishimcha habayis hazeh. King Shlomo, at the time of the inauguration of the temple, says, if evil should come upon us, or a punishing sword, or pestilence, some type of disease, or famine, we will stand before you at this house. We will cry out to you in distress. V'nizak elacha, we will yell out to you, mitzaratenu, from our pain, v'tishma v'toshia, Didn't you promise you would hear? Didn't you promise you would save us? If you particularly remember, we spoke about the poster, not poster, the panorama picture that's framed in my kitchen from Rabbanit Hankin, was taken by her children, and Hashem promises that he will hear the prayers of this place. So Yehoshaphat, as there are enemies amassing, Moab, Ammon, another tribe of Ammon on the eastern border, he calls out to Hashem, and now, B'nai Ammon Moab, says Yehoshaphat, V'har Seir, and now our enemies, Ammon, Moab, and the inhabitants of Har Seir, and we did not transfer through their land on our way into Eretz Yisrael. If you look in Parshas Chukas in the book of Bamidbar, they do not have permission to pass through these lands, and Yehoshaphat says, we had to go around them, and we didn't destroy them. And now they came to pay us back with evil. They want to kick us out of this land of our inheritance. Hashem, will you not judge them? Ki ein banu koach. We do not have strength. Lifnei ha'amon ha'rav hazeh baleinu. God, we don't have strength before this mass that is coming against us. And I think this is so powerful because sometimes in life we feel like we are battling. And you might not be actually going to battle. Sometimes in life, the enemy, proverbial enemy, piles up against you, whether it's the Yetzer Hara or our Nisyonot or life situations, and you feel they're all amassing on the border. And yes, of course, we have to do our Hishtadlus, but we also have to remember the Koach of Tefillah. And we have to say, Hashem, Ein Banu Koach. We don't have strength before this massive multitude that is coming against us. V'anachnu lo neida ma na'ase ki alecha einenu. After we have done maximum mishtadus, we have to remember, Hashem, we don't know what to do anymore. Please help us. Our eyes are to you. And isn't that the essence of tefillah in a time of tzara that we all daven? V'chol Yehuda omdu mufnei Hashem, all of Judah was gathered there, gam tapam neshem uvneim. So he called a mass gathering. Even the children, remember, he called the fast day and the woman and their children. And now a seer of God, a Navi, comes and he has nevuah. Vayach Ziel ben Zechariahu. So interesting, Vayach Ziel. His name is Yach Ziel. So Jose is a seer, S-E-E-R. Not to sear the meat, seer, prophet, Chose is a seer, and Kel, of course, is God's name. So he's a Chose to Hashem. Vayachziel ben Zechariahu ben Binaya ben Yi'iel ben Matanya Halevi min b'nei Asav ha'isa la ruach Hashem. So this individual named Yechaziel stands up and he has nevuah. And what does he say? Listen up, all of Judah, and listen up, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and listen up, King Yehoshaphat. So says Hashem, Al tira'u, do not be afraid. Va'al techatu mipnei ha'amon harav. I said, don't break down before this mass that is amassing against you. We have to know that the Ribbono Shel Olam fights our battles. That is the whole miracle of Hanukkah, really. It was Rabban Biad Ma'atim, the many in the hands of the few, the Tmeim Biad Tahorim, the Zaydim Biad Oske Torasecha, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is on our side. And here Yechaziel, Chose Kel, a seer for God, stands up. And Yehoshaphat is rewarded for being a king who taught Torah in Judah, who removed idolatry, who really went in the ways of Hashem. And the seer says to him in the morning, go down against them. They are coming up against you, and you will find them, and you should not be afraid. And he repeats, Lo lachem lehi lachem bazot. It is not up to you to fight for this. Hisyatzavu imdu. I'm sure that some of you who are familiar with Chumash, this phrase is very, very evocative of a pasuk in Chumash. And I know so much of my teaching through these 20 prakim has taken us back to Chumash, but it just reminds you of what Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Afochba Dekul Abot, turn the Torah over and over, everything is in it. And you see how much of Nach is dependent upon the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. I'm going to repeat the pasuk again. We're in Divrei Yamim Bet, Perachav, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Remember, this is the nevuah of Yahaziel, and we explained that is Chozekel. What does he say? First, he says, don't be afraid. Hashem will fight for you. And then, lo lachem lehi lachem bazot. Hityatzavu imdu ureu et yeshuat Hashem imachem, Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Al tiru v'al techatu machartz ulefneim v'Hashem imachem. So for some of you, I'm sure, and I repeated the pasuk again to give you a chance to get it on your own, I am sure and I hope that some of you, this brings to mind the words of Moshe Rabbeinu as the Bnei Yisrael stood by Yamsuf. In that case as well, you had the sea on the one side and the enemy on the other side. And that's exactly what's happened to Yehoshaphat. You have the Mediterranean Sea, the Yam HaGadol on one side, and on the other side, on the eastern border, you have the enemy, Ammon, Moab, and Moabites, and Ammonites. And he is afraid. And the seer of God, Chozekel, tells him, listen again, Lo lachem li lachem bezot hit yatzavu imdu uru'u et yeshuat Hashem imachem Yehuda v'Yerushalayim. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu tell the Bnei Yisrael as they are panicking because they lift their eyes and they see the Egyptians are chasing after them? Listen carefully. It is Perek Yud Dalet of the book of Shemos, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomer Moshe el ha'am, al tira'u his yatzavu uru'u. I mean, it's unbelievable. And then Pasuk Yudalad Hashem Yilachem Lachem Va'atem Techarishun. So we see how evocative this prophecy of Yahaziel is to the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. The prophet says, His Yatsuvu Imdu Uru'u Es Yeshuas Hashem Imachem. And he also says, where is the exact pasuk? Kilo lachem hamachama kila lokim. What does Moshe say? Al tira'u, do not be afraid. Hitziatzuvu uru'u es yeshuas Hashem asher yasa lachem ayam. Stand by and you will see salvation of God he will do for you today. Hashem yilachem lachem. Hashem will fight for you. Va'atem techarish and you will be sorry. And so sure, of course, in any situation in life, we must do our hishtadlus, put in effort. And we must put in the effort of prayer as well. And then we rely on the Ribono Shel Olam. And Yehoshaphat prostrates himself down to the ground. And all of Yehuda and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fall down. And they prostrate before God. And the Levium get up in a loud voice. And they wake up in the morning. Remember, they're going to the wilderness of Tekoa. We spoke earlier about Tekoa in our learning. And Yehoshaphat stands up before the battle and he says, listen up, Yehuda, listen up, inhabitants of Yerushalayim, ha'aminu b'Hashem Elokeichem. When you go to war, you must have amuna en Hashem, v'te'amnu. If we believe in God and if we believe in his prophets, we will surely be successful. And the singers of Israel stand up. And what is their battle cry? Pasuk Chav Aleph, Hodu Lashem Ki Le'olam Chaso. Interesting battle cry. Their battle cry is give thanks to God. His kindness is eternal. And they are playing musical instruments. And at this time, interestingly, what happens? Ammon and Moab in the highlands of Seir are rerouted and Hashem sets up an ambush. And they start to kill each other. The enemy becomes confused. There is an ambush. They are not able to attack the Bnei Yisrael. And Yehuda is standing there and they watch as the enemy falls. Vayifnu al ha-hamon vihinam pigarim noflim arza. Their carcasses are falling to the ground. The ein paleta. There are no remainders. There are no survivors. So the Israelite army, I shouldn't say Israelite, the Malchus Yehuda army under Yehoshaphat didn't even have to do anything. And Yehoshaphat and the nation comes and they take spoils and there are so many spoils, they can't even count it so much. And on the fourth day, they gather in Emek Beracha. Again, why is it called Emek Beracha, the Valley of Blessing? Because they come to give blessing to God. Like the Pasuk says, Kisham Berchu Es Hashem, because they came there to bless God. And therefore, they call this place Emek Beracha Ad Hayom. And every man of Yehuda and Yerushalayim and Yehoshaphat at their head, they return to Yerushalayim with Simcha, with great joy. Ki Simcham Hashem Oivechem, God gave them joy from their enemies. They come back to Jerusalem with harps and with trumpets. And they come back to the house of Hashem. And we are told, once again, the fear of God was upon all the surrounding kingdoms and the nations because they heard what happened. Yehoshaphat ruled over a kingdom of quiet and God gave him rest from his enemies all around. And now we come to the end of the life of Yehoshaphat, even though he doesn't die in this parak, he dies in the first pasuk of the next parak. But nevertheless, we are told about the end of his reign. Pasuk Lamed Aleph tells us Yehoshaphat reigned over Yehuda. He was 35 when he ascended to the throne. Ben Shloshim V'chameh Shana Bimlacho. The Esrim V'chameh Shana Malach. And he ruled for 25 years in Yerushalayim. It tells us the name of his mother, Azuba Bashlichi. And it tells us that he went in the ways of his father, Asa La'asod Hayashar B'nei Hashem. Yehoshaphat was a king who did what was straight in the eyes of God. However, the Pesukim do tell us he wasn't absolutely able to eradicate all of Avodah Zarah from the land. Some of it did remain. Unfortunately, it tells you that the rest of the story of Yehoshaphat, the earlier and later narratives, they are written in the Divrei Yehu ben Hanani. They are written in this book of the kings of Israel, Yehu ben Hanani, a work, says Rabbi Adin Steinzeltz, that is not extant. So we do not have this work anymore. And interesting, right at the end of the parak, we are told that Yehoshaphat made an alliance that was not actually good. Va'achrei kein, last two psukim, et Chabar Yehoshaphat Melechihuda im Achaziah Melech Yisrael. Who hears Shia La'asos? So he made an alliance with the king, Achaziah, the king of Israel. Remember from Malchus Yisrael, who was Achaziah? The son of Achav. Do you remember that Yehoshaphat and Achav, who died in battle, were machatunim? Because Yehoshaphat's son married Achav's daughter. Achav had a son, Achaziah, who becomes the next king of Malchus Yisrael. And right at the end of his life, Yehoshaphat makes an allegiance with him. But Hashem is not very happy. They had ships sailing to Tarshish. Hashem is not happy with this. And the ships, unfortunately, were wrecked. They are unable to go to Tarshish. They sink and root. And this is how the parak ends. And in tomorrow's parak, the first pasuk tells us that Yehoshaphat will die, and about the next king. So I thank you for learning with me. Li'ilui nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef. Allah HaHasham. I wish you a wonderful day. Kol Tov.